The Bush plan is called the Clear Skies Initiative, and according to Whitman, over the next 10 years it would require power plants to make deep cuts in the emission of sulfur dioxide, nitrogen oxide, and mercury. Whitman defended the program during a visit to a children's asthma research project at the UW Hospital in Madison.
There are mandatory caps that will require a reduction of those three emissions by 70% over the next 10 years. And that would also have an impact on particulate matter. And as the doctors here can tell you, environmental factors, outdoor air factors, are very real in triggering asthma attack.
Whitman called the Bush plan an enhancement of the Clean Air Act. She says because it's an act of Congress, it will be more difficult for utilities to challenge it in court. She says it will also be harder for power companies to use emission trading credits to avoid making the cuts.
The cuts are so deep that no one's going to be able to cap and trade their way out of this one. The regulatory process that we have to go through takes years to get done. When Congress sets the level, that's it. Those are the levels, and you can't litigate it in the same way.
But the Sierra Club's Brett Halsey isn't convinced. He led a group of protesters outside the hospital before Whitman's news conference. He says Bush's proposed new limits actually delay cuts in emissions, and he fears once the plan reaches Congress, it could be weakened further.
As we saw with the energy vote in the House, where they gave the energy industry $32 billion of handouts and subsidies, we don't want the Clean Air Act to go to this House that's taken millions of dollars from polluters.
Halsey called the Bush plan an effort to tinker with the Clean Air Act. He says if the EPA simply enforces existing regulations, it will result in larger and longer-term cuts in power plant emissions. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.